Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, My Husband's Secret Baby with My Sister, A Marriage of Betrayal. Infidelity and Revenge Romance is a contemporary romance novel by Lyra Raine and part of the Her Marriage in Crisis series, built around betrayal, infidelity, an emotional fallout inside a marriage. The book uses a high-conflict premise to examine what happens when trust collapses within the most intimate family relationships. The story centers on a woman who discovers that her husband has been involved with her sister and that the affair carries the added shock of a secret baby. That combination places the novel firmly in the marriage in crisis subgenre, where the dramatic engine is not simply romantic tension, but the destruction and possible reconstruction of loyalty, identity, and self-respect. Like other books in the series, it is designed for readers who want intense domestic conflict, revenge motivation, and a strongly emotional payoff rather than quiet relationship development. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a marriage crisis built on the combined shock of infidelity, family betrayal, and a secret child. The book stands out because it layers several forms of betrayal into one central conflict. An affair is already a major rupture, but the involvement of the protagonist's sister intensifies the damage by collapsing both marital trust and family trust at the same time. The secret baby adds a practical and emotional consequence that makes the betrayal impossible to dismiss as a temporary lapse. In romance fiction, this kind of setup creates immediate stakes because the heroine is not only dealing with cheating but with a permanent reminder of the affair. That structure pushes the story beyond simple jealousy and into questions of loyalty, replacement, and humiliation. It also explains why the novel fits the Her Marriage in Crisis label, so clearly the marriage is not strained in a minor way, but broken by a revelation that changes every relationship around the protagonist. The premise is effective because it concentrates conflict in a single disclosure. Secondly, why the sister as the other woman creates a more personal and painful emotional conflict. Using a sister as the affair partner changes the emotional logic of the story. Betrayal from a spouse is deeply damaging, but betrayal from a sibling attacks the heroine's sense of family identity and personal history as well. That makes the conflict more intimate than a typical cheating romance because the heroine is forced to reassess both the marriage and the family bond that should have provided support after the marriage fails. The result is a form of double rejection. The husband breaks the marital contract while the sister breaks a presumed obligation of kinship. This kind of setup is common in betrayal-driven romance because it gives the protagonist no safe social space to retreat into, which raises the stakes of every decision she makes. It also supports the emotional intensity readers expect from this subgenre, since the heroine is not just abandoned but publicly and privately undermined. The sister dynamic makes forgiveness, if it occurs, much harder to earn and much more central to the narrative structure. Thirdly, revenge romance as a response to humiliation rather than a simple breakup story. The revenge element is important because it shifts the novel from passive suffering into active response. In marriage and crisis romance, the heroine is often positioned to move from shock and grief toward reclaiming control, and that transition is what keeps the narrative from becoming only a betrayal catalog. Revenge romance works by giving emotional retaliation a dramatic shape, whether through rejection, exposure, or moral confrontation. In this book, the discovery of the secret affair and baby gives the protagonist a powerful reason to stop trying to preserve appearances and instead focus on personal justice. That matters because the genre depends on the heroine regaining agency after being publicly or privately diminished. Revenge here is less about literal punishment and more about restoring dignity after deception. Readers drawn to this type of story usually want to see the betrayed partner respond decisively rather than endlessly forgive. So the revenge framework provides momentum and catharsis. It also heightens tension by making every conversation and revelation feel like a possible turning point. Fourthly, part of a serialized pattern that uses repeated marriage scandals to build reader expectations, this book belongs to a larger series, Her Marriage in Crisis. And that serial context is a key part of how it functions. The series repeatedly returns to marriage breakdown, secret affairs, and emotionally loaded family entanglements, which means readers come in with an understanding of the formula while still expecting a distinct scandal in each installment. Book 33 uses a sister and baby reveal to differentiate itself from earlier volumes involving assistants, maids, best friends, and other betrayal patterns. And that repetition is not just a marketing device, it creates a recognizable emotional contract with the audience. Readers know the stories will focus on high-angst domestic drama, infidelity, and eventual payoff rather than slow, understated realism. The series structure also helps explain the book's appeal. It offers variation within a consistent emotional category. For fans, that means the pleasure comes from comparing different betrayal scenarios while still getting the same core experience of crisis, confrontation, and resolution. To Book, therefore, works both as a standalone drama and as part of a broader serialized romantic niche. Lastly, why the novel appeals to readers who want high-angst romance with clear emotional stakes. The book is aimed at readers who prefer romance built around conflict, not calm partnership development. Its appeal comes from the immediacy of the premise, the severity of the betrayal, and the promise of a strong emotional response from the heroine. And revenge. Those ingredients create a fast-moving conflict arc that is especially common in digital romance markets, where readers often look for intense, highly specific scenarios rather than broad literary realism. The story also benefits from clarity of purpose. There is no ambiguity about the central problem. A marriage has been destabilized by an affair that is both intimate and public in its consequences. That directness makes the book easy to position within the genre and easy for readers to evaluate based on their preferences. For fans of angsty betrayal romance, the novel promises exactly the kind of emotional confrontation the category is designed to deliver. In conclusion, My Husband's Secret Baby with My Sister will appeal most to readers who actively seek betrayal-heavy romance with strong emotional conflict, family scandal, and revenge-driven momentum. It is best suited to audiences already comfortable with marriage and crisis plots, since its central pleasure comes from watching a devastating revelation force the heroine to reassess both her marriage and her closest family bond. Readers who enjoy high-angst contemporary romance will likely find value in its clear stakes and rapid escalation, especially because the secret baby twist turns an affair into a lasting crisis rather than a temporary misunderstanding. What differentiates this book from many similar titles is the way it combines the sister betrayal with the child revelation inside a serialized framework that is designed to deliver familiar emotional intensity with a distinct variation. It is not trying to be subtle or quietly psychological. Instead, it focuses on maximal relational fallout and the heroine's response to humiliation. For the right reader, that directness is the point. It offers a concentrated example of how betrayal romance uses shock, confrontation, and emotional reversal to create catharsis. If you would like to support Lyra Rain, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.